Ruanito Johnny Ferrarizi. I'm with the Indian River Research and Education Center, and I am an assistant professor of citrus horticulture.
Johnny, I believe at the Horticultural Society, your students made some presentations, correct?
That's correct.
But we're going to get you to summarize them. First, nutrient management of HLB-affected grapefruit in the Indian River area. What's that about?
That is about coming up with new fertilizer recommendations for grapefruit production in the river. So this project is funded by the Citrus Initiative, heavily sponsored by UF, and the main goal is to work with grapefruit and oranges. We do have that in Four Piers, in Immokalee, and in Lake Offred. And this project had been led by my master's student, Dinesh Puyal. We are entering the second season, and we hope to have information about better tree density, where to apply the nutrients in the soil or through foliar nutrition. And we are also working with different rates in order to assist our growers to decide how to manage the trees in the field and perhaps extend their growth life in order to maximize their yield.
What are some of the results that you can report so far?
We currently know that the increase in nutrient concentration has a direct relation with the amount of nutrients present in the leaves. So basically, we are increasing zinc, boron, and manganese, and we are seeing a response in leaf nutrition. So we are looking forward to get the results showing an increase in yield. That's our main goal. So with the second year, so we might be able to really track how the increased rate can show us an increase in yield.
And that's certainly something you would expect, right?
Yes. So we were expecting that in the first year. Unfortunately, we didn't have the result. But we know that citrus trees, they do take a long time to get a response in yield. And we are working towards to see how we can improve that, and this project really address that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.